What's going on, everybody, and welcome to New Twist Radio on video. And today is a special interview, a special day for me, as I get to introduce a friend, somebody I came up with to New Twist Radio. We were in conversation, and this brother has been doing his thing for quite some time now. I've been watching him, you know, in the background, but watching him do his thing, seeing exactly what he's got going on. And then in true J. Chris fashion, I decided to reach out and hopefully he would join New Twist Radio. And he has. And I'm talking about Mr. Chris Thomas, who has joined us today here with the cool CNN looking background. He's ready for CNN. He got all the books back there. I'm not gonna ask you if you read all the books or not. But it's all good. but first of all, welcome to New Twist Radio. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for blessing us with your presence. Now, you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the show.
Oh man, I'm the same Chris, man. Just took on a lot of different things that helped shape who I am today. Bonafide entrepreneur. My wife and I both have a young son. We actually live in North Carolina now, Charlotte. So we left from up north, but we still have roots in up north. One of our businesses we have rental properties up north, so we still come back from time to time. But man, we look at life like this. We look at life as we have access to it all, but it's this. We move according to what we can put our hands to and how we can benefit others in the process as well too, and we kind of make that our life passion, man. Is to reach out to people in any capacity that we can. We don't always have to be in the front. We can be in the background as well too, and that's how we root and ground ourselves throughout this journey called life. And I wanted to add that in particular because life is our purpose. It is what our passions are. And a lot of times we get caught up in the things that we see and we lean toward that. But I'm down about me. I ain't gonna keep going.
No, but this is all about you, man. This is all about you. You know, this is your moment. This is your official welcome to New Twist Radio. You've actually been on New Twist Radio for 2 weeks now. Started last week. And then this week was the Enlightenment show, right? The Enlightenment am I getting the name right?
It depends what episode you're talking about. Enlightenment started at episode 5 and 6, part 1 and part 2. And then, right. So you probably pay, I don't know if you, matter of fact, you played the Entanglement as episode
Entanglement.
3.
That's the one, Entanglement. Yeah. I knew, when I talked to you on the phone, I said Entrapment. And then now I said Enlightenment. I knew it started with an E. And I knew I was going to get it wrong again. I should have had it right here in front of me. I did have it right here in front of me. I didn't look, but yeah, but you had the Entanglement podcast, and one of the things that you said in it that as I was listening because I listened, you took a quote from Nipsey Hussle, and that's a quote that so many people can really probably change up their whole, probably change their life if they really just recognize the people they keep around them. And the quote was, you know, if you look at your circle and you're not inspired by anyone in your circle, you don't have a circle, you have a cage. And there were so many people that I thought about that, not just like in my circle, but like in other people that I know that have so much potential and so many things, but sometimes the people around them kind of hold them back in a sense. And it's very difficult to separate yourself from the people that are in turn holding you back, because sometimes they're people that you grew up with. Sometimes it's family. I mean, it could be a mother and a father. It could be, you know, it could be anybody in your life. And it's very hard to separate yourself from them because now you're looked at in a different way by these people that you really care very much about.
Absolutely.
In your podcast, in the Tempo podcast, you have tell us about the podcast. I don't want to just put the information out. Yeah. You tell us about the podcast.
Well, Tempo Podcast stands on four pillars: lifestyle, purpose, performance, and also passion. So I firmly believe that these concepts are conversation pieces that we can use to dictate tempo, to dictate the flow of our lives. We have to measure our efforts within those things. So I say to myself, you know, what type of life do I want to live, or what type of life am I living currently? The second thing is, like, you know, what's your purpose? What are you trying to convey in your life throughout your lifestyle? And then the third is performance. You have to evaluate what you're doing, how you're doing it, and find out and look at it and say, man, is this effective? Not only to the people that I'm, you know, touching, but also to the inside, the core of who I am. And then passion. Passions are things that sometimes we can't look at a person and see. And so they begin to open their mouth or we can ask them questions and they might have a certain emotion towards something. And that's because it's deep rooted in them, you know? So we kind of, with the podcast, we focus on those things, the things that we generally don't really talk about too often, because we don't want to offend people, or we don't want to hurt people's feelings. But in order for us to be progressive or to live a life that is fruitful, we have to answer some tough questions, you know. We got to look back at some things and say, man, you know, I was once here. How did I get there? Well, these are things that, you know, contributed to that. So that's what the podcast is, man. And it's some topics that, you know, before I even jump into it, it's like, man, do I want to say this, man? Is this popular? You know, but, you know, we got to always be mindful of what's the things that are not popular are really the things that's holding us back. You know what I mean? So if we can address those, then we can get over these obstacles and these hurdles.
Now, does this come from a place of you getting beyond obstacles and hurdles in your own life? And then you just felt the need that you have something that you can share with the world now because you've been through something.
Yes, yes. Man, you know, I remember, like, you know, growing up, and one of the things where that was a safe haven for me was, you know, my cousin Pete, my Aunt Wanda, my Uncle Pete, and Yay, and that's how I'm, you know, introduced to you.
Right.
But
shout out to Pete. He texted me this morning. He was checking out the Friday Vibes Morning Show.
Yeah, yeah, man. So, you know, that was a safe haven for me, man, because that gave me, you know, structure. You know, I grew up in a single parent household. My mom struggled with drug addiction, and my father as well did too. But they were two different households. So I was kind of like stuck in that space of abandonment. So when, you know, I was stuck in that space, but it trickled into other things. So I had poor performance in school because I didn't have that self-confidence. I didn't have that self-identity. So I had to, you know, get it from external sources, you know, and I was fortunate enough to have a lot of aunts and uncles. And, you know, so coming to Yay and, you know, gave me hope that family still exists, that family is still there. And then also just being, close encounter with you guys, or being with Pete and then meeting Pete's friends, and everybody older than me, of course, but it just gave me that hope, man. It gave me a sense of security. But all of this, and then, you know, this didn't only stop, you know, when I was 12, 13, 14 years old. I had to go through when I was 15, 16, 17, and now I'm, you know, 37. But man, it was rough. So, but then also just bouncing around from city to city, town to town, not really having myself or having a foundation in different places. So as I got older, I chased the things that I desired in my heart. You know, that's one of the things that goes to, you know, one of our pillars is passion. So it was like, I was passionate about having my own family. I was passionate about being a father. I was passionate about being a husband. But I had to learn how to do it. And there's no handbook out there to say how to be a father, how to be a husband, how to be any of those things. But we learn from our past experiences. And we have a choice to make. We can either succumb to them and demonstrate the same things that was done to us, or we can make a conscious decision to say, I'm not going to do these things that was done to me. I'm going to do better. And we have to seek out that better. You know what I mean?
So you're speaking to everybody, but are you looking to speak to a certain person that might be going through the same things that you were going through? Or do you feel like you have a wider message that for people that may not be going through what you went through, but they're going through their own struggle. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really believe it's a wider message because with all of us, we all have different layers to us. Mm-hmm. And I'm not tooting my own horn in any way, but I have done some things that, you know, at certain ages or certain, you know, points in my life. And I'm like, I have to look back sometime and say, wow, you know, it's not by my strength, you know, and that's all. It was God's plan. It was how God orchestrated things. I just had to make a conscious decision to say, yes, I'm going to do it this way. But yeah, I do believe it's a wider message. However, at first, when I first started, man, I just wanted to reach men, black men. You know what I mean? I wanted to reach out to the black man to say, hey, you don't have to go that route, even though that route may be easier. You know, those things that we see on TV or the things that we hear about in our neighborhoods and things of that nature. But as I got into about my third episode, I got into entanglement, it was like, hey man, you know, what's holding us back? What's hindering us? How can we overcome these small obstacles? And like you said, it really boils down to who we are around on a consistent basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can remember, I think about it often, about us coming up. I can remember there was a good five, maybe six of us that used to hang out all the time, go up to the courts. We used to go to the courts from like, it would be like noon on a day like today, from like noon till it got dark. And we're out there either playing football or we're playing basketball or something like that. And just, you know, off topic, I remember like I was the shortest one of the squad, right? But and you were probably one of the taller ones, but you were the point guard, right? Yeah. You were the point guard. Like I remember you were the point guard, and then I never got my handle up because of you. So
Nah,
just playing. But it was cool because we had a tall point guard, and you know, it was fun. But yeah. I can remember us hanging out, and I can remember, you know, from a personal standpoint, and I don't complain about these things because it made me of who I am today. I can remember us coming up and me not doing things that I probably wanted to do.
Okay.
Because being held back by my own thoughts of what are the fellas going to say?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? What are they going to say when they find out? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I wanted to, I don't know. What if I don't know, something weird. Let's say I wanted to paint computer keys or something like that. Like that was my passion. Like yeah. I wasn't coming to fellas like, yo, I want to paint computer keys. Y'all, I'm like, what? Right. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? But I mean, but those are, you know, those experiences of holding myself back because of what I'm thinking somebody else might think of me has created who I am now with Neutral's Radio and being able, I'll be honest with you. Even like to this day, I still have hesitations on doing things that I want to do. It took me a while to reach out to you. I can remember actually your cousin Pete told me a few years ago, you need to link up with Chris. You know, I think he's doing the same thing you're doing and whatever the case, you know, whatever. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Let's link it. And then I found you on Instagram, Facebook or something, and I saw you were doing your thing. And then in my mind, not that we were in competition, but in my mind, I was like, yo, he's better than me. He's not going to want to work with me. You know what I'm saying? Like in my mind, like I just saw which I was like, he's better than me. He's not going to want to work with me. He's doing his own thing. And it took me a while to reach out. So, you know, eventually I just reached out. Not that I was scared of you, but I just was afraid of you being like, well, what you doing ain't what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? But no, I got up, you know, I reached out to you. And when I reached out to you, I wasn't afraid of the rejection or anything like that. It was just one of those things that I had to get by within myself. And that's, you know, that just comes from mentally not being where I should have been with certain things.
Right.
I mean, and there's a lot of people that struggle with certain things like that to this day, which was why I'm glad, you know, we're here talking right now. Do you have any stories of people that you may have helped with your podcast or you know, just within your teachings and just talking to people on a regular basis? Some success stories, I guess they would be called.
Yeah, like, okay, 2011, just end of 2010 going into 2011, my wife and I started a real estate company, and we didn't have any point of reference. We didn't have no complete understanding on what we was doing. However, we just knew we had this passion in us that we wanted to get involved in this industry. And it was wild how it happened. And it, you know, it multiplied pretty fast. I met a person, Vince Malcure. I remember this guy, Italian gentleman, older guy, but he was a real estate broker. And, you know, I told him what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. And by this point, I'm going to different real estate investors. I'm talking to them, say, hey, man, I need y'all help. You know, how to do this, how to do that. And, you know, of course, they not giving me information. They're not breaking things down to me and everything. So when I got involved, I met the guy, Vince Malcure. He basically, man, he handed me the keys to the kingdom in a sense. Like one day he sat me down and he said, hey, look, this is what you can do in this amount of time. Are you willing to do this? And, you know, I was just going to go full force. So I agreed. So a little fast forward a little bit, I had a stable portfolio and everything. And the same people that I was coming to asking for help, they came to me and said, hey, we need your help. And I didn't take it as, like, you know, I was better than them, or I didn't take it as like, you know, they owed me something. I was just like, hey, man, you know, everything that I've gained in this short amount of time, y'all guys been doing it 10 plus years. How can I help advance that? So I say all that to say, like, even to today, they subscribe to the podcast and they listen to some of the things that I'll talk about, and they email me and text me and say different things. But the source of their issue was something that has happened to them when they was younger, because they felt as though they gave me the information that I was going to be somehow, some way better than them, or or have something more than them, because they grew up in a time and in a generation where they didn't have all the resources and all the outlets that we have. So they felt as though when they gained something, it was really just for them. It's not for the community. You know what I mean? Because for some reason, we have this false sense of community, and we look at it like, you know, the person who receives whatever the reward or the information has to be the leader. And it's like, look, we can all be leaders. You know, we're going to serve different capacities. But when I remember one guy hit me, he emailed me and he was talking, I did the episode Provision. And I was talking about how provision has really nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with what's in your heart and what's also in your mind. But there's four stages that we have to walk through. You know what I mean? And one of the stages was collaboration. We have to come to a place where there's something that I do, there's something that you do, but we have to collaborate our efforts in order to make it on a grander scale, or to be bigger, or to be more powerful than it is. And that's not saying, oh, I'm going to be New Twist Radio and you're going to be Tempo Podcast. No, that's saying, hey, Chris, what you understand? Hey, Justin, what you understand? All right, how can we put this together and make this work? But a lot of us, we hold back because of where we grew up from, or the people that we around, because the people that we around did nothing but take from us or steal from us. So now we become insecure and protective about what we have. And it's like, if I got it, it's for me to share it to everybody. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And man, listen, so that's big. That's huge right there. The fact that, you know, the people that didn't want to help you, because like you said, they come from a generation where you don't necessarily help it. It's almost like the mentality of, if I help them, they're going to end up being better than me.
Right.
And they're going to excel better than me, which could happen, but that just means you got to step your game up. You know what I mean? But people need to be open to helping people. It can only really help you in the long run. But you stepped into something. You touched on something that I wanted to get into. You're not only doing podcasts, you're an entrepreneur. You just talk about the real estate thing, and you have some other business ventures going on as well. You want to talk about those at all?
One of the other business that my wife and I started, we actually started last year, as a transportation trucking company. And I always tell people this, man. People always say, how did you do this, or why did you do this? I got into the trucking company because we were growing up, my grandfather was a truck driver, and he worked for a company for a long period of time, and then he became an independent contractor through different companies. So, you know, essentially he worked for himself, but he owned a truck and things of that nature. And on Sundays, he used to always take me out to this truck yard and show me all the things that he used to transport and move around and stuff. And he used to explain them to me. So one day, it was wild, man. I was sitting down and I'm always thinking about what can I do next? Or not because I'm trying to be, you know, totally selfish and gain all this money or this capital and things of that nature, because I'm looking at it like I'm the oldest of 10 kids. So how can I get my brothers in? How can I work my sisters in? Or how can I reach out to somebody and we can do something on a grander scale for the sake of our community or the sake of our city, things of that nature. So I reached back, man, into my historical, you know, reference, man, and my grandfather really showed me and taught me some things. So I said, well, what else can I do? As an entrepreneur, you always looking for not the next thing, but something else that can add to what you're doing. So we started the trucking company, and we started in North Carolina, and we worked from Florida all the way up to, you know, the state of New York. And we've been doing it since last August. August 2020 will be actually 1 year. And we have two different, you know, departments to it. One is moving general freight, such as wood, metals, things of that nature. But we also do the courier service too, which is more local, Philadelphia, and then also in Charlotte as well. And then we have another business called Refresh Home Management. And what we do with Refresh Home Management is basically home management services, just anything from organizing to planning out a family's week and things of that nature. Just something on a smaller scale. But yeah, man, it fell into our lap, man, that spirit of entrepreneurialism. And that's really the essence of who we are as people, you know. Yeah. We've got into the societal landscape of working 30 years for a company, working 40 years for a company. And that's cool. And, you know, that's, some people, you know, might just want to do that. However, there's a burning desire inside of you to creatively express who you are. And one of the ways that you creatively express who you are is through entrepreneurialism.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. You have the home management service.
Yes.
The trucking company.
Yes.
Real estate.
Yes.
And when do you find time to record a podcast, man?
this is the funny thing, man. I try my best on Sundays. I try to, you know, carve out time in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, I'm cramming it in. Or it could be like during the week, of course, of several days. Like it might be a Tuesday at 7 p.m. I might record a little bit. Then on Friday, I come back around like 4:30, record some more for about 2 hours. It's just, man, it's difficult. But, you know, I want to do it because I just want to reach somebody, man. I just want somebody to take a different route. There's so many routes that we can take. And I was presented with the same opportunities a lot of people was presented with in the streets. It was just a fear for me. You know, I didn't want to do this because I'm not trying to get arrested, man. I'm not trying to get locked up. I don't want a record. So yeah, man, that fear kept me disciplined in the sense of just continue to work at your craft no matter what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean by that, being presented with opportunities and not going because of, you know, you don't want to get locked. You don't want to be, I mean, circle of friends has a lot to do with that, too. I mean, if everybody else had been doing it, I probably would have did it, too. You know what I mean? It's just that type of thing. But, I mean, that's amazing. Like, I thought I was a busy person, right? I coach a couple of baseball teams. I work overnight. And then I do this. I just started doing some sports broadcasts too.
Okay.
I thought I was busy.
Man.
You own three businesses and then find time to do podcast. Let me ask you this. You own three.
Right.
You own three. This is a personal question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Okay.
You own three. Do you also have a job that you don't own? Or
no, I'm 110% entrepreneur, love it. Man.
I love it. That's what I'm trying to be.
For a while I mean, back in 2012, 2013, it was becoming hectic because it was like that thing, like I like my job, it was cool, but I felt as though if I can dedicate more time at the time to the real estate, you know, I felt as though it could be better. And then I have summers off. So because I was a family engagement specialist within the schools out here in Delaware at the time. And I had the summer off, and man, I went full fledged into the real estate, man. I was there, you know, get my hands dirty, and also, you know, doing the paperwork and the books and things of that nature. And I dedicated that whole summer to that. I didn't go nowhere, no vacation, no downtime, just that's what I did. And I found so much freedom and so much liberty in it. I said, I just stayed right there, man.
Wow, man, that's amazing stuff, man. It's awesome to hear, man. I'm very proud of the man that you have become.
Thank you.
I honestly, I wouldn't expect anything less from you, knowing who you were coming up. And I want to thank you for being here. I just want to put this out there again. Catch the Tempo Podcast with Chris Thomas on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays here on Neutralist Radio at 6:00. You won't be sorry. We're just having a conversation. There's two guys having a conversation right now.
That's all.
I just wanted to introduce him to the Twist family. Paysetmovement.com. Tell us about that.
Payset Movement is an organization my wife and I started in 2016. And it's just really to get people to not only set the pace in their life, but set the pace in their lives for generations to come. One of the things that I stand on, man, and we kind of as Black people, we kind of ignored it. And I'm gonna give you an example of what I'm talking about, but I'm gonna say this. We kind of ignored the things that our forefathers laid in front of us. For an example, I remember when my grandfather passed away, there was an opportunity for his sons to continue on with the trucking company. Okay. But instead, at these points of these funerals, that when people have things or have assets that can be valuable to a family, the family somehow some way sells it off.
Happens a lot.
Because everyone's looking for a quick dollar. Mm-hmm. So when we started Payset, we call it Payset, a culture catalyst, because we're getting back to our roots. We're getting back to who we are. We're getting back to what we know how to do. Life is not about just sitting behind a desk for 40 years. It's really about someone saying, I'm going to sacrifice because it could be my sons, my nephews, my neighbors, whoever. They will not have to experience the same thing we experienced.
Mm.
So that was the premise of what Payset was formed upon. It was dictating the tempo of our own lives, setting the pace for generations to come. Now, I have a background as a minister. So,
oh my goodness. Wait a minute. That's five. I mean, that's four. That's four things now. Wait, go ahead.
So one of the things I struggle with, even, you know, to this day, is that we have an abundance of spiritual information. Mm-hmm. We have an abundance of people who know how to break down the Bible. However, we're having a big deficit and a big problem in utilizing what we know, right? Mm-hmm. So if we say that we're talking about the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and I believe in God, and Jesus is the savior of my life, then there's no place on earth that I cannot go and be resourceful, right? Mm-hmm. But we're giving people the ABCs of the Bible. We know chapters, we know verses, we know songs, we know the expression of worship, we know all of this, but we're having a tough time cultivating this in our own lives. And that was the second point. That was the second point of what Payset was established on. It's like, hey, look, we're going to take what we know and we're going to utilize it in the earth. Doesn't matter if you're white, Black, purple, whatever you are. But the premise behind it is that you have to bring someone else along with you. It's not only about you. Okay. You know?
Okay. And that's heavy right there. That's heavy right there. Because you can always take yourself through the journey, but bringing somebody with you, that means you have to. It's not only a work for you, but it's a work for them too.
Absolutely,
because they have to want to take that journey as well.
Yes,
and sometimes it takes some convincing, man. That's awesome, man. You're doing a lot of stuff.
I'm trying, brother. I'm trying.
I'm hoping you've been able to take some vacations since then.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. There's times, man, where I check out. You know, it keeps me kind of grounded too. I meditate, man. I really do. I really tune out. Yeah, I tune out a lot, man. It could be for 15 minutes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know what's, you know, I've, here's the thing about meditation, okay? I've tried it, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I was meditating or if I fell asleep.
It happens to all of us.
I don't know. Like, I, you know, I'm standing, I'm just trying to, with either with something that sounded, gets my mind, takes my mind. But I don't, and then I come back and I'm like, was I sleeping or was I meditating? Like, I don't know.
But you know what I learned about meditating, man, is this really blocking out the things that, because even though we're even though a person can be progressing, that progression can be hindering you in another avenue. You know what I mean? Mm. It could be weighing on your personality. It could be weighing on your time spent with family or whatever it is. So I periodically throughout the day, man, I'll just check out. If something could be going on, I can turn the TV off and I'll just sit. And, you know, meditation doesn't look like anything spectacular. It's just you settling yourself. That's all it's about.
And when I think about meditation, I'm laughing because it was funny to me. My wife was meditating one time. She was in the bed. She was in the bed laying down. And I didn't know she was meditating. I just thought she was asleep. And I messed that all up. I walk out, man, I'm hitting her foot, babe.
Right.
I was meditating. No, we were asleep. I was meditating. I felt bad after that. I was like, okay. And then when I tried it and I fell asleep, I wasn't sure, you know, I didn't know if I did it right or not. But
yeah,
like you said, man, it's about checking out and you know, taking your mind somewhere else. Yeah. And that's pretty dope, man. The Tempo Podcast airs every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday here at 6 o'clock on newtwistradio.com. Download the New Twist Radio app from the Google Play Store and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that you're checking out the Tempo Podcast on newtwistradio.com, and they should too. Mr. Chris Thomas, I want to thank you again for being here with us and joining us and blessing the airways of New Twist Radio with your podcast. I hope this relationship is one that we can continue to build on, which I'm sure it will.
Absolutely.
And we have many things coming from here on out.
Yes.
From here on out. Absolutely, man. And like I said, thank you again. And make sure you check us out 24/7, 365 on New Twist Radio, newtwistradio.com. We'll talk to you.